What did the dog say when the cat sucked his dick? Rough. It's funny on two levels. You get it? Do I got to explain it? I wrote that joke years ago. I'm a hacky Jew comic. Welcome to Nervous Rex. I'll suck your dick. Now, let's get right into everything going on, baby. I don't know anything about politics, so I'm not going to talk shit on it anymore because fuck all of them. That's my opinion. Fuck them all. They're all crooks. I'm not falling for the fucking split pick one. I don't trust any of them. I don't buy it, all right? So no politics here, but there's a lot of shit going on in the world right now. I'm in Texas. I drive around. I walk around. I see it go by my house every day. There's Trumpies, but there's a lot of Bidenies out here. And the shit is interesting. I'm in Galveston, which is a very, let's say, liberal oceanfront. There's a gay community. There's a large black community. So I'm seeing a lot more Biden signs than Trump signs, which is alarming. Not alarming. It's interesting in Texas. And then you see fleet of Trump pickup trucks driving down the street with some bad boys, proud boys looking out the window, starting shit. And then you got, you know, liberals on the corner holding up no Trump signs. It's interesting. The climate's hot. People are getting ready. Is there a civil war coming is what I'm wondering. What's the plan? What are we doing? How does it affect everybody? Are we all going to fucking be in a civil war? Are they going to somehow get your records and see what party you voted and pull you out of your house? Are they going to just know by your social media who you've been backing and come to, what's gonna happen? And I think that's the unnerving thing, is the unknown around the corner. Every empire that's fallen throughout history, unless I'm mistaken, I learned, is that they did really well, and then it collapsed. So this country, if you really kind of step back on a macro level, has done really well for a while. We've been leading the world in everything. We're the number one country, and it collapses. So are we on the precipice of the collapse? Are we all going to have to strap up and kill each other? The whole, you know, my buddy who's a Navy SEAL cop, sheriff, who I've had on the podcast, who's my go-to guy for, you know, what's really going on, Nate Von Uhl, go scroll back and listen to the podcast with him. Very interesting. He predicted exactly that. He said 2 months from now, there'll be civil unrest in some major cities. And he was right. It was exactly 2 months later that happened. What was I going to say? See, this is why I quit smoking weed. I was going to say that he said that, oh, I completely forgot. And here we go. This is what happens. Fuck, I smoked too much weed in my tweens, 20s, and early 30s. Now I don't smoke weed anymore. And if you're my age, you shouldn't smoke weed. I'm 46. I got the body of a 45-year-old. I'm a panther of the night. I come in hot. Sometimes tepid, I come in all angles, slap you across the face, backflip into Garibaldi Circus. Now look, we could sit here all day and say, what was he going to say? Why was he talking about? It'll come back to me when I'm not trying. I'm coming in hot. I just had my tea. I'm on 9 days, no coffee. This is tea energy right here. It's 5 a.m. Went to bed at 10. I got my 7 hours sleep, woke up, hit record. And here we are. I'm sitting in a creaky chair in Galveston, Texas. And I got to go to work shortly, so I thought I'd squeeze one of these in. You know, I haven't had any guests on the pod lately. I'm just rambling and scrambling. You know, my schedule's up in the air. I can't plan a Zoom with a guest because every day the weather changes, the schedule changes. Bada boom, bada bing, bam, boom. Suck it. All right? What else is going on, babies? I mean, how do I even keep up? Like, do I really need to talk about what's going on in the news? I mean, Jesus Christ, as if you guys aren't. I don't know about you, but I'm addicted to the news. I'm also on a month no social media, which is amazing. Woo, what a fucking, thank God I'm off the socials for a month. So I've basically given up my two biggest vices, coffee and social media. Those are, I would say, fair enough to say those are my two biggest addictions that I wake up and those are the, when I have them in my life, those are the two things I do before I even go to the bathroom. Unfortunately, just being honest, coffee is the first thing when I wake up, bing, wake up, eyes open, coffee, that's a drug, you're addicted. And then how soon do you grab your phone after you wake up and start scrolling? And this girl on my movie yesterday, she said, I wonder how many miles I've scrolled on my phone in my life, which is an interesting
I did. How many miles have you scrolled? And it's interesting because I don't have social media on my phone, but I have YouTube, and I don't know if that's technically social media because you're not really interacting. I don't leave comments. I just look at videos. You can, you know, you choose your own adventure. Do you want to learn or do you want to watch a beheading in fucking San Pablo? All right. I don't know where that country is or if it's a city, but it sounds like a place where a beheading would happen. Now, I find myself addicted to the scroll, right? I remember the days of newspapers where you'd sit and flap open the paper, do the fold, read what's going on. You get to the comics, you get to the sports. You know, it's funny, as when you're a kid, you start with the very back of the comics. Then you get a little older, in your teens, you go to the sports. And by the time you're my age, you're looking at the front page, you want to see the news. And now I even dabbled in the stock market. This is the first time I've ever done that. I bought 60 shares of a stock. I'm not going to say what it is. I don't want to jinx it. So I spent a little money on a stock that I heard two people talk about in the same day that are killing it. I said, it's a sign. I'm going to get a stock. So now I'm that guy. I'm the 46-year-old with a 45-year-old body who dabbles in the stock market. And I just took a little money out of my retirement fund. I bought some. It's projected to quadruple in 5 years. If that could just buy me a little more time to retire at 54, so be it. But the way this country's looking, it might be time to retire at 46 and a half. I think adults should say that more. Like, you're like, how old are you? 46 and a half. Like, you're seven. I think it's time I start doing that. I'm glad I just thought of that. I also should start doing more of my Hollywood stories. You know, here's a quick one. Dave Chappelle, before he blew up, I was really on the stand-up comedy circuit. Well, going to stand-up comedy in New York, thanks to my friend Jordan Rubin. Great comic writer, friend of mine. He's also been on the pod. We had a great talk about stand-up. And I think it's my favorite form of entertainment is stand-up. I mean, it's the that's it. You're standing up there with no music, no editor, no director. It's just a light and a microphone and make me laugh. That's it. That's it. It's the most pure form of entertainment. And I went down a real, you know, long road of going to stand-up. Like every night I would go to the cellar in New York City. I remember Bill Burr and Chappelle, who are arguably the two biggest comics out right now. I would see them at the end of the night. This is like 1996 we're talking. They'd be up at the end of the night in New York City in front of 12 people just... I remember seeing Bill Burr, I'm just being honest, going, oh, I don't know about this guy, if he's going to make it or not. I mean, this was in 1996. And now to see him fucking hosting Saturday Night Live and his career is just so rad because I just love him so much. And then Chappelle's the other guy on top right now. These were two guys that were just doing, you know, a few minutes, maybe 15 minutes at the cellar. And one night I was hanging out with Jordan Rubin and Chappelle, and Chappelle had to get a cab. So he would send me out to get the cab because cab drivers don't pick up black people as much. I don't know if it's still like that. And for you people that say racism doesn't exist, this is a perfect example of how you're wrong. You're following the wrong narrative. If you go out into the world, there obviously is a lot. There's obviously not a lot of racism, but there's still, that doesn't mean it's been eradicated. I've got friends who are like, oh no, racism's gone. It doesn't exist. Oh, really? Interesting. It's just completely gone out of the fabric of America, is it? That's strange. I wonder who's telling you that. I'm here in the South, and oh, hey, baby, it's here. Is Texas the South? Yeah, it's got to be. Anyway, so I would get cabs for Chappelle, and I was the white guy, and I'd go out there and wave, and then the cab would pull up. I'd open the door, Chappelle would get in, and it was hilarious. I did that for him a couple times. That's my Chappelle story. I got a couple other ones hanging out with him, but I just thought that was relevant to what's going on right now in that racism is ingrained into the fabric of society. And me as a half Jew, I feel the struggle of my people throughout history, but I'm treated as a white person. So it's very interesting for someone like me. I just look like a white guy. Unless you are a white Nazi, then you might say, oh, he might not be one of us, but I'm actually, it's interesting. I'm like European, and I'm part European, I'm part German, part Jewish, which explains why I want to kill myself. That's an easy one, but I like that joke. I'm just working my material out with you guys in an Airbnb in Galveston, Texas. This is what happens, guys. What am I doing with my life? I don't know. It's just fucking crazy. I got the hand sanitizer on the table. I got a bag of apples. And this is what it comes to. Do you guys like sleeping alone? I have a big thing about that. Like, me and my girl, obviously, when we're together, she sleeps in bed with me. But I have a hard time because I don't want to wake anyone else up. So I sleep less good. Is that correct English? I don't sleep as well because I want to rustle around. Is that a word? Tussle? I want to roll around. I want to pull the sheets here. I want to wake up and rip ass. I want to fucking four pillows under my... I like to sleep with pillows everywhere. And when you have another human being in, if you're a cognizant person who cares about other people, you don't want to disrupt their sleep because you know how important sleep is, right? And then if you wake up at 5:30 a.m. and you're wide awake, you just lay there like, shit, don't move. You better crawl out of bed, one foot on the floor. And of course, everything's all loud. You know, when it's like when someone's sleeping and every foot steps like creak. It's like one of those things. It's like only when someone's sleeping is the floor that creaky. Or like, you ever notice this one too? Anytime you pull out your phone, you're like, oh, have you seen this Instagram? And you go to pull it out. It never loads only when you show somebody. But if you were by yourself, it would load up right away. It happened to me last night with the DP, director of photography on this movie. I wanted to show him my photography page, Simon Rex Photography. But yeah, I take pictures too. He's a photographer. My dad's a photographer. I wanted to share it with him. It wouldn't load for 30 seconds. I'm like, only when you want to show someone something. But yeah, it's creaky. Shit gets weird. You creak out. You get out of bed. Creaky. And next thing you know, you wake someone up and you feel horrible. They've slept less and... Even if the person's cool, like, no, it's fine. It's like, no, it's not. You were going to sleep 2 more hours. Now you're up at 6:15 when you could have slept, and I hate myself. That's what happens when you're a fucking Jew. So, yeah, that's what's going on, baby. My 49ers are in the fucking garbage. We play today. We don't win this game today, it's Sunday. If we don't win this game today, obviously, well, I guess it could have been Monday or Thursday. If we don't win today, the season's over. We are 2-3. We were in the Super Bowl last year, and with 8 minutes left, we were up. And now we have the Super Bowl hangover, they call it. And Garoppolo's talking about, they're talking about him getting traded. He was our franchise quarterback, the next fucking Joe Montana, and not looking like it. But today, if he plays well, and by the time anyone hears this, we will have known if his destiny is to stay in the 49ers or if they trade him to the fucking Atlanta Geronimos. Who knows? Okay? Who knows? And I never thought I'd be a Croc guy either. I got Crocs. I'm looking at them right now, and I got the... once you go Croc, you don't go back, okay? It's a weird thing. Like, it's one of those things you make fun of everyone forever. You see them, you're like, ugh, those are atrocious. You get a pair, next thing you know, you have 4 pair, and you're a Crocky. All right? You are David Crockett, and they are fucking amazing. And I even got the winter ones with the fur lining inside, or the faux fur. And wow, they're fucking great. I mean, why wear anything else? They're the best. So I'm a Croc guy now. This is all part of life in your 40s. Midlife crisis in full effect. Existential crisis, midlife crisis. The weight of the world right now. Right now, I would say I'm probably under the... it's safe to say I'm under the most pressure of my entire life. I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep because A, what's going to happen with this the fucking... This country, in effect, the world, as we are, you know, the leaders of the, our president's the leader of the free world. What's going to happen with this country? What is Donald Trump capable of? Is he going to walk away peacefully if he loses? Is it better if Trump wins so that his extreme supporters don't start a civil war? Is it BLM that's going to, or Antifa rather? Sorry, that was that racist? Is it the left or the right who's going to start the fucking war? Right? It's going to be real interesting to see. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens. I got a couple guns. I've already got a plan. I don't want to talk about it. I got a go bag. I'm ready. I don't want this to happen. The fact that I'm having this conversation with myself in an Airbnb is pathetic, but this is what happens when we are on the precipice of a civil war. Shit's crazy, man. I don't know. To think this whole time our enemy was never ISIS or Russia or China. It was your neighbor, your fucking neighbor. It just goes to show you it's a human thing. It's not a fucking country. Like, when are we just going to be people? I think it's going to, I talked about this before, and I don't really, to be honest, like, Is there other life form out there? I was talking about this on the last podcast. I don't believe in much. I need to see it. Believe half of what you see and nothing of what you hear. I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in crystals. I don't believe in fucking God. If there's anything, it's a goddess. It's a woman. If there is anything, it's a black woman up there. Sorry. You know, or she's no race. How about that? But it's got to be a female entity of sorts to birth this. It's a very patriarchal thing to just listen to what some European dude said 600 years ago or 2,000 years ago, whatever, about what is our God. You know, it's something beyond us. It's the universe. It's whatever you want to call it. I would like to think more it's not what these organized religions tell us. Anyway, I don't believe in much. I don't believe in I believe in science. You know, I believe, even though we've been lied to a lot and by a lot of people, I do believe in science. I believe in gravity. I believe in cause and effect. I believe in doing the right thing. Do I believe in karma? That's an interesting one, because the actual definition of karma is that something that you do comes back to you in another lifetime, not this lifetime. It's like Chris Rock said, what goes around comes around. Sometimes shit just goes around. It doesn't come back. Like, people get away with shit, you know? Like, this guy was in the news, he killed a trans prostitute in the Philippines, an American soldier, and went back to the base, and he's found innocent. He's going to get away with that shit. He killed someone. He didn't know it was a dude, brought her home, fucked her, killed her, awful story, and he's going to get away with it. And probably just come back to America, and, you know, it'll go away. That's fucked up. So sometimes, that's called white privilege right there. That's American privilege. Shit's wild, man. Yeah, midlife crisis. I'm in that that shedding of the layer of skin where I still want to be a kid forever, but I got to grow up. But I'm like, do I really got to grow up, or do I get to stay a kid forever? Because that's the secret to life, is staying youthful. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think it's about, like Steven Spielberg said, you know, you could stay a kid forever as long as you're responsible, which I am. I take care of my shit. I fucking pay my bills. I work. I do my shit. I, you know, I don't drive drunk anymore. I do good things. I try to do the right thing. I think that's what it's all about, is just keeping your side of the street clean and doing the right thing by people. But I still like to be a silly goose, you know? So who wants to grow up and be a boring, like, I don't know, man. Like, I just want to stay a little rascal. I just want to be that rascal. So my therapist tells me, he's like, you know, you're going through the phase of shedding that boy into manhood. A bit late, mind you. This is late. I should have done this I should have done this at 33. So I'm always a little late to everything, you know? I'm late to doing podcasts. I'm late to getting Crocs. I'm late, boy. I'm the guy that shows up at the party as it's ending. But I'm at the party, but it's like, wah, 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 you know, it's over. So, yeah, yep. Is this considered narcissistic to just talk? I mean, it's a podcast. I don't know what else to talk about. I just talk about what's going on in my head. I'm studying a lot about narcissists. You want to know the definition of a malignant narcissist? It's called the dark triad. A malignant narcissist is someone with narcissistic personality disorder, someone with psychopath, and somebody with Machiavellianism. Now, Machiavellianism is a term about someone who gets off on other people's pain and hurting other people. So a malignant narcissist, Donald Trump, is, you know, clinically, I'm not just talking shit, like, he is clinically, those are all of his qualities. That's a dangerous combination. And they were talking about the female malignant narcissist. I watch these psychologists on YouTube breaking down the meaning, because it's so easy to be like, oh, they got bipolar. Everyone diagnoses everyone else. Oh, my sister's bipolar. It's like, you don't really know. You're just saying a word that you learned, and you don't know what she really is. Let a doctor diagnose her. But in watching these videos, I'm like, oh, wait, a malignant narcissist. I knew a girl like that in L.A. that would, like, just lie to get whatever she wants, her, you know, just talk shit on everyone, and, you know, just a hurricane of a horrible garbage person, just a dumpster fire of a human being. And God forbid they're, like, a beautiful girl in L.A. that's a malignant narcissist. You better just run the other way after you fuck her. Run the other way. Get out of town is my point. You don't want to be around that person. They will get you killed, right? So I've been in that situation before where you were some beautiful girl that's trouble and the ex, bang, 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 on the door, the ex-boyfriend shows up. That's a crazy story. I was in New York City back in the day, and I was in my party days, and this is in the, again, late 90s, back when New York was fucking grime town. I lived there 93 to 98, best time of my life. You'd walk down the street, your head was on a swivel. It was on. It felt like the 80s when I mean, it still was left over from the 80s because this is pre-Giuliani before it cleaned up. You know, Times Square was pimps and hookers and sex booths. Now it's Disneyland. And the whole, we've heard it a million times, but I got to experience it for 5 fucking years, and it was the best time of my life. Everyone should live there in their 20s. Can't recommend it enough. Now I'm done with it. Quite happy in California, but now California is burning, so who knows what's next? Probably leave the country. As this country's going down, the House of Cards is folding. Now I'm in New York City, and I'm hanging out with a beautiful girl, and we're partying, and all of a sudden, my boy is on the phone and he hangs up and he just looks like he got the worst news ever. And he's like, dude, Bad Nick is coming over. I'm like, Bad Nick? This sounds bad. He's like, yeah, dude, he's a killer. He's coming over here because that's his ex-girlfriend. I'm like, uh-oh. And we had a pit bull, and that was named Rocco. That was the most amazing, smartest, badass pit bull ever. And this pit bull was the only thing between us and a killer that was going to save us. And it was me and this other guy whose name escapes me and my friend Kirk, rest in peace. That's a whole nother story. And this guy's coming over to, and then in the few minutes before he comes over, they show me a picture of him. And he's like, I think he became a Navy SEAL because they recruited him because he was such a problem that they're like, well, we could keep sending him to jail or we could use him for law enforcement or for, like, you know, in the military because he's a killer. So this dude's named Bad Nick. Yeah, that's right. The other guy there was Nick. There was Good Nick and Bad Nick. And Good Nick was a computer nerd who played Doom all day. Zoom's the new one. And then there was Bad Nick, who I never met or heard about until he was on his way over to kill me and everyone else in there. So a few minutes later, bang, bang, bang. You got to imagine this is on like an apartment on the first floor. And there's like a bolted door, right? And all of a sudden there's a bang, bang, bang at the door. And I see him, like, he's so strong that he's, like, folding the door, like, from outside and banging it. And it's like, buckling in as the bolted door is the only thing holding it. And Rocco's barking from outside. And I remember thinking, holy shit, I'm, like, looking around the hall and seeing Rocco barking at the door and the hand coming in. He's like, I'm going to fucking kill everyone in there. I'm like, oh, my God, this is it. This is how I die. It was just the look on the girl's face and Kirk's face that was so scary to me of, like, oh, shit, this guy's coming over. Like, it's so crazy how a look on a face could say it all. And it was just the look on their face. I'm like, this is it. And next thing you know, I'm in a closet with Good Nick with a golf club. And he's just looking at me like, we're done. We're done. And fucking the dog's barking at the door. My friend Kirk calls the cops, right? The cops knew who Bad Nick was, right? Two cops show up. And Kirk's like, Nick, I called the fucking cops. And he's banging in the door. So it's like a matter of time. Like, is he going to get in and get past the pit bull and kill us before the cops get here? These are all the things that go through your head when you're going to die. And he's banging the door and the dog's barking, chaos. He leaves. The cops show up. You hear the sirens outside. He takes off. They're like, where's Nick? The fucking NYPD knew who Nick was. Okay. Cops come in. Next thing you know, fucking, they're like, where is he? Where is he? Revolver out, fat, sweaty cop. Looked like a cartoon of a cop. And my boy Kirk, who had like purple hair at the time, we're all banged up. And he's like, dude. He says to the cops, dude, because he's freaking out. The cop's like, where is he? Kirk says, dude, dude. The cop goes, say dude one more time. And Kirk goes, dude. And the cop just turns around and leaves. It was the funniest fucking shit ever. Like, he couldn't speak. Dude, dude, say dude one more time. And the cops left. It was just like, whew, I got to get the fuck out of here. And I, you know, got out of there. The girl's name was Christina. Oh, that's right. And she used to roll around on rollerblades. This is the rollerblading days. Wow. And we were at the tunnel. Oh, my God. That was the craziest club ever. Those days are over. It wouldn't have been worth it to, you know, hook up with a girl to get murdered. But that's what happens. So anyway, not saying she was a malignant narcissist. Maybe he was. Maybe Bad Nick was. But anyway, those are the shenanigans you get in when you're partying. you know, I know this other dude, friend of mine in L.A., he's just partying with some girls that are all on MDMA. These gnarly dudes kick in the door and just fucking pistol whip them, rob them. As they're on Molly, now he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He studied for 20 years. He's like, I'll never let that happen again. My point is, when you're partying, you invite that negative energy of intoxicated people. I'm glad I'm not partying anymore, man. I fucking just smoke. Wait, what was I about to say? Smoke weed? I don't even smoke weed. I don't even drink coffee. This is the most sober I've ever been. And to come full circle, the weight of everything right now between this job, I have a lot of, I'm not complaining, I have a lot of lines to memorize. I'm on every page of this fucking script. It's like my biggest role I've ever had. I got, every day I got to memorize fucking pages of dialogue, which in itself is stressful. And it's like golfing 18 holes. Like, I go to work every day for 6 weeks and for 6 days a week. And you got to fucking play golf every day and hit the ball. You got to nail it every single day. You can't have a bad day or you lose the tournament. It's the same thing shooting a movie. You got to fucking hit the ball straight and show up prepared and get your rest. So I got that pressure. The pressure of the fucking world going on right now. The 24-hour news cycle. I'm just glad I deleted my social media. Because if that was on top of everything else, like added to the overwhelming information coming at you. Like, I find myself just checking the news all day because I'm like, what's going to happen next? What the fuck's going to happen next? I haven't even taken a breath in this whole rant. But this is like therapy to just get this all out. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. But in any case, I should, you know what I need to start doing is playing a song at the end of these again. This podcast is all over the place. It's taking shape. It's taking form. I don't know where it's going. I can't even believe I'm like 75, seven, or high 70s episode in a little over a year. I say a year and a couple months I've been doing this now. Yeah, so here we are, guys. If you're sticking with me and I'm getting you, you know, entertaining you here and there, so be it. Please do me a favor, guys. Share this pod with some friends. Go to the fucking homepage right now or whatever the fuck it is and go give me the 5 stars and a rating, because the more ratings I get, the more sponsors I get, and then I could eat sushi in Bangladesh. I'll suck your dick, dude. Okay, what else? I don't even know what I just said. How about that? I don't know anything I just said. They always tell me to slow down, but that's just the way my brain works. I'm not going to slow down. I can't slow down. Don't say can't. You can. It's just my brain works this fast at fucking 5:17 in the morning when I wake up. Got 7 hours sleep, though. How much do you guys sleep? That's my new fucking obsession. Is like, if I get six, I'm good. Seven? Wow, that's amazing. Eight? Rare. Nine? Once a year. You know, that's rare. Nine? How do you just sleep through life knowing that you got to be awake for life? I think that's too much sleep, personally. That's more than a third. If you sleep 9 hours, that's more than a third of your life. But there's so much data suggesting that the science of sleep is just so important. Oh, man, I remember Kimbo Slice, rest in peace. Man, I got a lot of dead friends. Kimbo Slice, rest in peace, would just say, man, I'm a warrior, man, and I just need my sleep. Like, that's everything for me is sleep. Like, if I'm rested, I'm good. And I always remembered that. I missed that, dude. Anyway, I love you guys. Stay crispy. I'm gonna take you out with a song. What song should I play you guys? Let me just pick one real quick on the fly while I got you. Oh, this one's actually kind of relevant to right now. And I like Young Dolph. This is a rapper, and he has a song called Sunshine. And it's about hopefully the sun comes out in these dark times, and he's quarantined, and he's drinking too much lean, and he had a baby in quarantine, and he bought a bunch of armored trucks because Donald Trump's our president. Great song. Here's Sunshine by Young Dolph. I love you, babies.
Man, them kids loud as hell downstairs. Shit crazy as hell. What's going on the news? Hey, babe, pay me that phone. Church, hey, y'all quit jumping on the couch, bro.
Hello?
What's up, Doc? What you been doing?
Shit, listening to the president talking about the Chinese flu, and just like everybody else, nigga, I've been quarantining with my Biscotti, lemon tree, and promethazine. I know my garbage man sick of seeing empty pint bottles. FaceTime every day with my sister, auntie, and mama. Love y'all. Fuck it, make a Corona, baby, with baby mama. Fuck, last night I was up 4 in the morning, oil in my chopper. Fuck, I needed some time off anyway, so it ain't no problem. Fuck it, independent, so I'ma eat anyway regardless. Fuck it, Tretra happy as fuck, cause daddy been home every day. Love y'all. Ari happy as fuck, cause daddy home, she get her way. Called my nigga and told him, man, I'm finna spend $6 million on stocks. He said, win, hell yeah, nigga, me too, cause that's how we rock. My president is Trump, and my Lambo blue. This $350,000 Sonic is too. I'm enjoying this time right now, so I don't give a fuck. I heard Trump about to take us to war, so I went and bought 2 army trucks. God, please watch over the nurses and doctors on the front line. God, please. I can't wait till the clouds gone and we get sunshine. Sunshine. Real life shit, nigga. Fuck a punchline. Fuck all that. About my guala 24/7, not sometime. That's why I never signed a deal, nigga, not one time. Hey, Squeaky, stop all the instruments and keep the drum line. Hold up. Busy working all my life, gave the family no time. Sorry, y'all. I apologize to the whole family just for being selfish. I love y'all. But the whole time I was focused on making the family wealthy.
Cause I love y'all.
Wasn't shit you could tell me. Guala.
Hey.
Stack that paper, invest in yourself for times like this.
Yeah.
Straight up out the mud and now I shine like this.
Yeah.
All the real niggas, they gon' twist and slide to this.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this time right now, so I don't give a fuck. I heard Trump about to take us to war, so I went and bought 2 army trucks. God, please watch over the nurses and doctors on the front line.
God, please.
I can't wait till the clouds gone and we get sunshine.
Sunshine, sunshine.
President is Trump in my Lambo blue. This $350,000 Sonic is too.